What's up, lunchtime? I'm your host, Chris Wilton, with my co-host, Trevor Nordstrom.
How's it going?
Trevor, I gotta say, it's great to be back.
It really is.
It's been a really long time, man.
You know, it's been almost a full year since it's been about a year since our first podcast, Chris.
A full year. We're in college year. Now.
I'm sorry, I take that back. 2 years.
Is it 2 years?
We're sophomores.
Man.
I know.
Where you at, Trevor? Where you at right now in college?
I currently attend Hiram College, where I am majoring in nursing, and I also play lacrosse for this fine institution. Chris, how are you? Where are you at?
I'm good. I'm looking over SC Nashville Soccer Park right now. I'm at Belmont University, and I'm playing baseball. It's been going pretty well.
Chris, if you don't mind me asking, what division are you?
A Division I athlete.
Oh, big shot.
I just answered your question. I didn't really. Anyways, today we will not be having an ad since it's been so long, Trevor. We don't have any sponsors for this episode. We lost our anchor sponsor. Isn't that unbelievable?
It is, but we're going to get him back.
All right. Get it going. Not only today is special because it's been over a year since our last podcast, but it's something we're both very fond of, Trevor. I really think so.
And what is this that we're so fond of, Chris?
So first, we'll be talking about the do's and don'ts of golf, which I actually played around today, Trevor, if you didn't know.
Did you? Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Then second, the do's and don'ts of working out or just going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will have our Shark Tank ideas. Trevor, hopefully you have one.
I do, but you're going first.
Then lastly, our closing bell argument, which will be controversial, which is our favorite neighborhood in Chicago.
Oh, man. You know, Chris, the agenda sounds great. I think our listeners are going to love it.
I really think this is going to be a good episode.
I concur. I do concur.
First, the king of low 90s, Trevor Nordstrom.
Yeah.
Before we even get into this, we both played high school golf.
Some more than others.
Yeah. I played a little bit more than Trevor. But I feel we know the game better than the average golfer. And I feel like, you know, you got to put some respect on our name, I feel like. What do you think,
Trevor? I agree. You know, golf, it's not a game of cockiness. It's a game of respect.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how good you are, how bad you are. You got to play to love the game. You really do.
I feel like we know the etiquette. We know. Exactly. You know, and I feel like we have the right to talk about it, I feel.
I agree. Okay. I do agree.
Now, to start off on the golf, how do you feel about showing up on time or maybe showing up 5 minutes late? Or, like, what's the cutoff for, like, showing up for your tee time on 9 or 18?
You know, I've been on both ends of the receiving line of this.
Yeah.
Gone to play golf waiting for my the other group to show up, and they didn't show up until we were on the second hole. Kind of, you know, got me a little PO'd. But again, you know, when we just went golfing, Chris, we were 5 minutes late. We caught up, we took a hole off, no big deal, but we were there to have a good time. So I get both ends, but you know, the least you could do, and you should always try to show up at least 10-15 minutes before your tee time. At least.
I agree. I've been late to tee times before. But I'm typically not usually later than like 5 minutes, typically.
Yeah.
I feel past 5 minutes, I feel like it's okay to, you know, hit your ball and, you know, like, oh, they're not here, you know. I don't know if you agree with that, but.
I do.
Yeah. Also, what's like your particular, like, what is your favorite time to play golf? Like, is it 8 a.m. in the morning? Is it, you know, a little sundown golf?
Oh, twilight time is the best time, man.
Is it really? That's what I play tonight, actually.
You know, getting there at like 3-4 o'clock, playing an 18 or even a 9. You know, there's nothing wrong with 9 holes. Sometimes that's all you need.
I agree.
I love a good 9.
Sometimes 18 can drag. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but no, I feel absolutely. Like 18 can drag for sure.
No, I 100% agree. And, you know, my thing at playing at twilight time is, it's not hot. You're not sweating your balls off. It cools off. You get a nice view of the sunset. The wind's blowing. There's just nothing. Life just doesn't get much better than that, in my opinion. But what about you, Chris? What time do you think is it appropriate? Or what's your favorite time to golf?
So if I'm playing like, okay, I'm going to go out here and try and shoot my best. This is going to be my full effort.
Yeah.
I'll probably shoot around 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
10 to 9 a.m. I'm like, okay, I'm playing for real.
You're playing for keeps.
I'm not messing around. But if anything like past that like 4:30 area, maybe 5, where it's like I kind of can relax. It's more chill to me. That's what I feel. And honestly, I do like a little more when I play later in the day.
Nothing wrong with that, man. That's a solid one. Chris, I got a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think about playing with people that you just don't know? Like, you know, you show up to your tee time with your buddy or you're by yourself, and you just end up playing with some rando. What do you think about that?
First off, you have to be respectful of everyone that you play with. You know, you don't really get a gauge sometimes. Sometimes it takes a couple holes to get to know the person you're golfing with. Honestly, I'm sometimes disappointed when I see someone at the tee box and you just want to golf with your buddies and you're like, oh shoot, we got a single or another double with us.
Yeah.
But sometimes they can be a good time and sometimes they can suck sometimes too.
Absolutely.
But the main importance is that you're there with your friend or whoever to have a good time, and you can't really like, I don't know, take into account.
You can't let them ruin your, you know, you can't let them ruin your round.
Exactly. That's so right. Absolutely. And so the last time we played, Trevor, we actually we got a really good pair.
You know, they were really nice. You know, first hole we were late, obviously, and we showed up and we were like, first of all, they didn't seem so happy that we showed up a little late.
Yeah.
And you know, when we showed up, they didn't come across as very pleasant. But you know, the more we played, the more that they seemed to be very very pleasant, very friendly, and we had a good time.
Yeah, we did. And he's like,
we did.
We started having cigars and drinking, and he's like, oh, these guys are actually kind of cool, you know?
I know. It was awesome.
All right. Let's talk about, you know, going more into golf. Let's say you just got on the green. You have your first putt. When is the ball good to pick up, Trevor? How far a putter length, you know, 6 feet? What is your ethics on that?
So this is a topic that really hits home for me because, you know, I'm a good putter. Mm-hmm. It's the one thing that I'm actually consistent at. And, calm down. It's something that I personally think that, you know, it depends on how serious you're taking it. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm golfing with, you know, buddies, I like to have more fun than take it for real. Mm-hmm. But I'm playing with my dad. I obviously want to beat my dad, and he's a good golfer. So I say that the forgiveness for when the ball's good to get picked up is about a foot or two feet max.
Yeah. 2 feet?
I'm sorry. A foot.
A foot max.
A foot.
That's way too short for me.
Way too short, huh?
I think 3 feet is good. I think 3 feet is good.
Really?
3 feet or 3 to 5 feet is good sometimes to me, especially if you're playing with a slow round.
And say that the ball, you know, it rolls, it just barely snips that the hole, or it rolls off. Do you just say that's a gimme, or do you make him putt?
Are you saying that your count, like let's say it hits the pin or it like lips out, you're saying that counts?
Would you count that?
No, that's
good.
It didn't go in the hole. All right. Okay. Yeah, I've played that like, oh, well, should have gone in. Like, well, it didn't.
Yeah. That was you last round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say we're playing at 18 here, Trevor. All right, we're going out. We just played a great, you know, front nine. Maybe I shot a 38, you shot a 40.
Okay.
We're at the halfway house.
Okay.
What is your snack or meal, per se, or maybe drink with that as well?
A good old hot dog, man. Nothing like a good hot dog that gets the juices flowing. Okay. And, you know, if I've been, you know, drinking prior to the halfway house, maybe I'll just get a water to calm down a little bit. That's what I did last round. But if I haven't had anything to drink, I'll give myself a nice Miller Lite.
Miller Lite? Okay.
What about you, Chris? What's your snack?
So I usually get the same thing every time. And that is a hot dog, and I'm putting mustard on it. If they have relish there, I'll put relish on it. Then I will have a blue Gatorade.
Ooh.
And then I'll have a Snickers bar with it.
Oh, man, that's an expensive meal.
Depends where you're playing.
The halfway house is way too expensive. At any course I played at, they charge $6 for a hot dog. What is this? Guaranteed rate? It's not a baseball game. You shouldn't be charging $6 for a mediocre hot dog.
I agree, dude. Sometimes the inflation is real. That's all I have to say.
And that's a story for another day, my friend.
Inflation's so real. Not to get off topic, but I went to get a smoothie yesterday, just like a small smoothie. It was $9.
$8. I was literally about to say, that's outrageous, man.
That's unbelievable.
You could buy.
It was Nashville though, so
that's unreal, man.
All right, let's get into like drinking and smoking.
Absolutely.
On the golf course. So first, I want to talk about your favorite drink on the golf course. Then when it's appropriate, when it's not appropriate. And then smoking, that's pretty fair. Let's just go into that first. Let's go into your favorite and maybe different times of the day, a different type of beer or beverage that you drink.
You know, I am an avid beer fan, Chris. I love the taste of beer. I could drink it for all three meals. I don't like getting, you know, drunk. I just genuinely enjoy beer. I like it.
This is an IPA guy, right?
Unfortunately, I'm not an IPA guy. I'm an ale guy. But Miller Lite, that's my go-to. Miller Lite, Blue Moon, Miller High Life, if we're getting all fancy. But those are my go-tos. And, you know, I also do love my scotches, my whiskeys.
You drink that when you golf? Wow.
I do not, unfortunately. I was just trying to
– Oh, okay.
Just giving some more feedback. But I beer. That's my go-to, and I think it's appropriate if, A, you're by yourself or with your buddies, go for it. Everything's off limits. Just don't bring it on the green, and you don't put it on the ground in the tee box. You leave the beverages in the golf cart.
Yes, but or you in your bag drink, or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. If you're walking, that's fine, but you leave it in the golf cart.
I was saying like more time period of the day, like when it's appropriate.
Time period. Oh, you can start whenever you want.
No way. You cannot drink at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m.
But Chris, it also just depends on how serious you're taking the round.
It doesn't matter. I feel like
I've cracked open beers at 8 a.m. in the morning before, Chris, and I had a great round.
All right.
I had a good time. That's but respect. You don't bring it on the golf course. You don't put it in the tee box. You don't put it on the ground. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you do get with a rando person, you know, if they're not drinking, maybe just be a little more you obviously offer. And then if they're just not avid drinkers or they kind of frown upon it, just put it to the side. Don't make it so blatant, you know?
Yeah.
But that's just me. And I think that goes the same for smoking. But, Chris, what is your beverage of choice on the golf course?
So I have two.
You do?
Well, Coors Banquet is my go-to just anywhere.
Yes, it is.
But
yes, it is.
I would say on the golf course, I don't mind like a good summer shandy.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little lemonade beer. Absolutely. Action.
Absolutely.
It's a good calms beer. The soul for sure.
You know what? It absolutely does, Chris.
Yeah. Smoking wise, I feel like cigarettes,
they're just icky.
I wouldn't say it's completely wrong to do it, but I feel like cigars is more the classic and distinguished, I would say,
I agree.
On the golf course.
I for all my our listeners out there, I am an avid cigar aficionado. I love cigars, love everything about them. Wow. And, smoking a cigar, obviously, it has a certain – how do I phrase this? It has class.
Essence?
It's class.
Yeah, it's class. I agree.
It's classy. And when you smoke a cigar, you need to enjoy it. You can't just smoke it to rush through it. You need to enjoy it. You need to savor it. And again, if you're on the
golf course, me up.
I love cigars. I brought my humidor to school with me. I love cigars.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to smoke a cigar, maybe you should ask your if you're with a random group of people, always ask, because you know what? Maybe they have asthma. You know, You don't want that to mess up with them. You know, you want to be as
close. I feel like you're outside. I feel like that's.
It doesn't matter, man. If you're in a close proximity, asthma triggers everything because of allergies and you're in that nature. Nursing major, man. Don't test me.
All right.
But I think you should always try to be as play as you can when it comes to drinking and smoking. And if you are smoking, leave it in the golf cart. Mm-hmm. You don't take it to hit your shot. You don't bring it on the green. You leave it in. Don't take it. Do not take anything in the tee box but your tee, your ball, and your driver.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Finishing up with golf, this is kind of my last question here. I want to know, what is your favorite type of ball to play?
I am a TaylorMade man through and through. Mm. I love myself a TaylorMade tour response. And the reason for it is I'm not a good enough golfer to buy $50 golf balls. And the tour response is a good ball for $30 a pack.
I can't agree. Beat that.
What about you, Chris?
I go back and forth between a Bridgestone and a Pro V1.
Bryson DeChambeau guy over here, huh?
Well, I like the feel of the Bridgestone. I feel like it's a little softer, and I can spin it a little more. That's just the main reason I feel. And Pro V1, I just overround really efficient golf ball, I feel.
Absolutely. It's a great ball. But, Chris, I have a question for you before we wrap up golf.
Okay.
What's your thoughts on music on the golf course?
Oh, man. Good one, Trevor. I think it's okay if you bring a speaker. Just don't blare it.
Absolutely.
I'm tired of people like the music way too loud on the golf course.
What you need to do is you need to be able to listen to music, not the rest of the golf course.
Yeah.
I agree, Chris.
Along with like, as much as I love rap and hip hop,
you don't play that on the golf course, man.
I don't think it works all that well. Unless it's like really chill, you know.
You listen to Yacht Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. You listen to
Yacht Rock. I agree. Yacht Rock's pretty nice, yeah.
Yacht Rock is great, man. I'm an avid fan. But Chris, all in all, golf is a great game, man. More people need to learn how to respect it. And the more you respect golf, the more you will love golf. And that's my opinion on that.
What I've come to realize is the older you get, I think the more people respect it. Like, more people, like, I know play golf and...
It's one of those things where you grow up and you learn to. And I think you realize, oh my God, golf is awesome. Or like you see your dad. I remember when I was a little kid, not trying to get off topic, but I saw my dad, you know, when I wake up in the morning, he's like, where's dad? Oh, he went golfing. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to go golfing one day.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that I golf, it's like, I get what the hype was all about. Yeah. I was a little kid. It's just a great time.
I remember in high school, I'd be like, oh, Chris, you play golf, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like,
well, yeah.
And then now everyone's playing golf. It's not like, I don't know. That's what I got to say about that.
In our high school, you know, our golf team wasn't exactly on the pedestal of greatness. We're not football, baseball, or, you know, soccer. I mean, we golf team was pretty much for shits and gigs at the time. It's the only reason why I joined senior year.
We won a regional, baby. We won a regional.
You won a regional. The team just showed up that day.
That's true.
For anybody, all of you who's listening, Chris is a great golfer. Don't let him fool you. He's just being modest. Chris is honestly one of the best golfers. He's the best golfer I've ever played with.
Wow, I'm lucky, Trevor.
But I haven't played with some good golfers, so I'll give him that. But
yeah,
he's a good golfer for all our listeners.
What do you think I shot today on 9, Trevor?
I'm going to go with a 35, 36.
Wow. It was a 37, actually. But good thank for you for man. Going that low.
I think that, again, you have to see Chris play. You know, his swing is so mechanically tuned because he's been playing for so long. And he, you know, granted, his drives are ridiculously weird because he hits them so high. But he pierces them, man. He really gets all of it. And watching Chris play is like a ballerina in the ballet.
Just wow, this is the nicest you've ever been to me. This is amazing.
I know. Well,
you know. All right.
I'm not done yet. For all of the viewers listening, Chris used to complain all the time that I was an asshole to him on the air. So I'm trying to make up for it.
That's fair. That's
fair. And I think I'm doing a damn good job at it.
That is good, Trevor. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course. And I miss my buddy.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
All right. Gym time, baby.
I love the gym. I love the gym. I'm not a big guy, but I do love the gym.
Before we get into anything, me and Trevor are both athletes. We're both
different levels, obviously.
NCAA athletes.
Yes, we are.
And we know the gym.
We do.
I've been lifting probably for 5 years now.
Yeah.
Maybe six, not really, but Trevor, I don't know how long you've been lifting, or at least going to the gym at least.
You know, I've been going to the gym religiously since COVID hit, so I want to say 3 years.
Yeah.
I'm 5'6". I'm a 160.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not big at all by any means, but you know, once I started going to the gym, I felt more confident. You know, and I love going to the gym.
We will also be talking about commercial gyms. Lunchtime listeners obviously won't be talking about our athletic gyms that we have at our schools. So
yes,
you guys can relate. Put some respect on our name again.
Absolutely.
for our lifting. We know what we're talking about.
It's a respectful thing. You have to respect us. We know we're not total schmucks, you know?
Yeah. All right. To start off, Trevor, Chicago Heights.
Mm-hmm.
What commercial gym do you go to?
So it's not a commercial gym to the rest of people.
Or private gym, whatever it is. Sorry.
It was a chain, but it was a small chain. It was called Premier Fitness. It was by my house. And you know what? It was nice. It was $20 a month. It was a mid-range price. And you know, you got everything out of it. You could take they had a sauna. They had the basic stuff. And they had a massage chair. It was nice stuff. I never used it because I'm – you know, a man, but, you know, I was in and out and I loved it.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? I know you went to that little, private fit. You went to a fancy place.
So I'm not going to talk about that. It was like an athlete gym I went to.
Yeah. That
it was called Core One in Downers Grove. Shout out.
Sponsor us.
But the one I want to talk about is Health Track.
Okay.
Which was, it was like a $30 a month thing. And it was pretty nice. It had the works. It had sauna, spa, tennis courts, pool, gym, anything you can imagine. They had it. And it was really nice.
Wow.
All right, Trevor. So you're there at the gym.
Yeah.
What time are you there, Trevor? What time are you getting there?
Oh, I'm an early kind of guy or a late kind of guy. I don't like lifting with a lot of people watching me.
Okay.
And it's not that I don't – okay, let me rephrase. I prefer to lift alone. But sometimes you just don't have a choice and you just got to roll with the punches.
Yeah.
But I like living on my own or lifting on my own. I'll bring a speaker, put the music on. The whole place is bumping, especially in the mornings or the nighttime when nobody's there. But that's my desired time. What about you, Chris?
I'm a morning guy too. I like to just get it over with. You just have the rest of the day. You also feel good after you leave the gym in the morning.
I think it's also just you're productive. You got your day off. You start your day off right. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, all definitely, right, man.
So next, I want to talk about music. And so first, I want you to tell the listeners. You know, are you listening on Beats, AirPods, just regular headphones? And what is what's your main genre of music that you listen to?
I am an AirPods Pro kind of guy. Got them for school.
Okay, wow. He's
and
a pro guy.
I just like to say that they recently took a dump on me, and so I had to retire them to the drawer. But so that's a damn shame. But so I'm looking for new headphones as we speak.
Yeah.
Trying to get there. But hard rock, man. Give me some Led Zeppelin, some Metallica. You know, that's my jam. I listen to that on a daily basis. Nothing gets me pumped up, nothing like that. What about you, Chris?
I'm also an AirPods guy, and I like to – sometimes I like for, like, a PR or something, I like, a little Latin Spanish music. I don't mind it at all.
Really?
What do you think about that, Trevor?
You know, it's whatever gets you going, you know?
I agree.
Sometimes you start dancing.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Like, sometimes it just gets you going. You get dancing, you get the energized.
Are you saying are you saying that you dance at the gym?
If it's a good song, it's a good song. Nobody's in there. Who's going to judge me?
That's true, I guess.
I know.
All right. So before you go to your workout, Trevor, do you take any pre-workout? Do you drink water? What is your banana? I don't know.
I take a Rice Krispie treat and sometimes
what? Sorry. Go ahead. I'll talk about it later. Okay.
No. Yeah. That's what it is.
Why? Wait, why the Rice Krispie treat?
Rice Krispie treats actually have health benefits to eating prior to. It's true, Chris. You can look it up. So Rice Krispie treats have amino acids, which get you going.
Yeah.
And, you know, granted, you should always eat something before you take pre-workout anyway, so it's a quick little snack.
Yeah, I think strawberry banana milkshakes from Five Guys is actually good.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm joking. No, that's a terrible thing to start your workout. Okay, what are you drinking before your workout?
I was just saying it's a good shake.
Okay.
But I'm drinking Bucked Up. But not a lot.
That's hard stuff.
I do about half a scoop because I'm not big by any means. So I know my body limitations, so that's all I need. And it's a good pump for me. Plus it lasts a lot longer.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win. What about you, Chris? You're a C4 kind of guy, aren't you?
I was.
You were.
But now I'm a total war guy. Okay. But that is when I'm at home. Obviously I can't have that here. Because it's a banned substance, NCAA.
College athletes, man.
I know, it's terrible. And then I usually have a banana and at least 3 cups of water before I go.
You know, sometimes I'll drink or eat an orange too before I go, because that also prevents muscle soreness.
Yeah, I do the bananas for cramps usually. That's usually what helps me a lot.
I got you. Good.
Good. All right. So you're working out at the gym. You're sweating. You know, you're putting that work in. Do you wipe down the bench after you're done? Trevor, this oh no.
You know what? It's such a like a. You know, if it's it depends on the amount of sweat. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm really not sweating that much, like at the beginning of my workout, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna wipe it down, man.
Oh, if you're not sweating, that's fine.
If it's not visible, why?
I agree.
If I get up, walk away, go get a towel, and I come back and it's gone, then what's the point? I just wasted time.
Yeah, dude, COVID doesn't even exist anymore, dude. I think. No,
dude, it's like, and people who go to the gym and are still scared of COVID, don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
I don't know. I'm a really sweaty guy.
Yes, you are.
So usually after the first 20 minutes of my workout, I usually do have to wipe down everything.
Yeah.
But if I'm not sweating and it's just like a light day, I usually will not wipe down my bench.
You just don't need to. And if there's nobody around, screw it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I agree.
Yeah. It's whatever. But I got a question for you, Chris.
Okay.
So what is an appropriate time between, say you're doing bench, you know, four sets of 12. There, let's just go with that.
Oh, a lot of reps.
I know, a good amount of reps. What's an appropriate time for just standing around, just waiting to get to the next set?
Minute max.
A minute, and I agree, because one, you got to get the body going, man. You can't stop. Because the more you wait, the more time your muscles will start to tense up.
I feel like if you're doing like a max bench press, or you're at least building up to it, or you're on squat and you're building up to it, I could see a 2 to 3 minute break. A
little window period. I got you.
But if you're just repping out and trying to get, you know, build that muscle, I feel like more than a minute is kind of stretching it. And you also, other people want to get on the bench or the squat rack and you're just standing around your phone or whatever.
Yeah. I agree.
Not to mention, I forgot about this, Trevor. Don't go to the gym with more than 3 people.
No, you should go by yourself. You don't need a buddy. You don't need a partner. Just go by yourself. Be a man.
I usually go by myself, typically.
Good. You don't need anybody else. Who are you trying to prove that you're strong to?
But I feel like more than 2 or 3 people, it can get annoying in the gym.
And it just takes longer, and you're not getting the same workout.
Yeah.
I agree. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's I've seen it, especially around the, you know, 14 to 16 year olds. Love it. Yeah.
No, they definitely. Love
doing, take I up agree. The whole gym or whatever.
I agree 100%, Chris.
Yeah. Okay. This next one, I want to talk about, you know, when to work out right next to someone or people working out right next to you. If it's a fairly empty gym, and let's say there's like, you know, six benches, you know, for dumbbells or whatever, free weights. You know what I'm talking about, Trevor?
Yeah, there's a lot of weights available.
You know, it's like urinals. You know, you don't walk in there. And you take the urinal right next to the guy. You take the one, you know, three down or whatever.
You put a space between.
You don't need to. It's the same for treadmills as well.
I agree. Unless, you know, if there's an exorbitant amount of people there and that's the only one that's there, absolutely, you do what you got to do. But if you have the luxury of having multiple racks or whatever open, don't go right now. Don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
I agree.
But I got a question for you, Chris.
Okay.
I'll ask you at the end of this. I'll ask at the end. Last question.
You want me to say? Okay. So if you want to, like, let's say you're taking a phone call or you want to text someone, first off, don't do it at whatever exercise you're doing or machine, free weights. Don't do it there. Take it to a water fountain, locker room, bathroom, whatever, and do it there. Because it's just wasting everyone else's time. I just need to put that out there for our listeners.
I differ with that to an extent.
Oh.
I think that in between sets is appropriate for you to go on your phone. It just has to be for, like we were talking about, a minute max. It can't be long. Like, maybe you just want to switch a song, open up a text real quick, but that's it. You know, get back to the gym. Focus on your lift. Okay. But I think it's appropriate to go on your phone. Who's it going to kill? It's not going to kill anybody. But, you know, I do get what you're saying because – you know, people could be using the weights when you're texting people. I totally understand. But I think as long as you're not taking too much time up on the phone, go for it.
Yeah. One more thing. So this is a weird question. I have a feeling I already know what you're going to say, but are you a cardio before lift or cardio after? Or
after. Even
do you do cardio after? Okay.
After. I play lacrosse. That's a running sport. Mm-hmm. Cardio is very important to me. I'll throw on a weighted vest, go run a couple miles, and, you know, I don't like running inside. I go outside. I like running outside. Mm. I hate running on treadmills. I hate doing any cardio machines. I'd rather go outside, do a run, or do sprints.
Yeah. I'm the opposite, actually, Trevor.
Really?
So, but it's not like I go right in my lift, so.
Absolutely. I would do, give a little time.
I would probably do 5-10 sprints. I would run a mile. But then I would take a 30-minute to an hour break. And then I would go hit the weights at the gym. That's usually how it would go. That's
perfectly fine because you're giving your body rest.
And I agree.
People push themselves a little too hard, in my opinion. Yeah. You know, the body's like a machine. You can't push the machine too hard.
Yeah.
It's going to break down. But no, Chris, I love that. But
yeah.
Chris, the question I have for you.
Go ahead.
I think all of our listeners would want to know this is, I want to hear max for bench, squat, and deadlift.
Oof.
The listeners got to know.
All right.
Yeah, they want to know what a
D1 lunchtime
baseball player.
This is not exact because I haven't max bench in a while. But my max bench has been 265. That has been my max bench. Max squat was 365.
Wow.
And then, so I don't have like a straight bar deadlift.
You do hex bar.
So I have to do hex bar. I've never trained for straight bar deadlift. I don't really know a whole lot of people unless you're like a power lifter or bodybuilder.
I do straight bar deadlift.
Really? Is that what y'all do for lacrosse?
I do because it really does hit all muscle groups.
I agree.
It does. And, you know, lacrosse need all the muscle groups. But let's hear the hex bar squat.
And hex bar deadlift, I got up to 505 once.
Wow.
Sorry, ladies.
He is actually taken at the moment. Sorry, ladies. For any of you guys listening, I know. I was bummed out too.
Yeah, I also have a 6 handicap too. So
settle down.
Oh man! All right, Trevor, let's hear yours.
You know, like I said, I'm not the biggest guy. I'm working on it, and my metabolism is ridiculously fast. So
excuses.
I eat 4,000 calories a day. I don't want to hear it. The max bench is 150, and I weigh about a buck 45, buck 40. Mm. Squat, I'm maxing out at about 200, 210,
which is
actually surprising if you look at my chicken legs. But and deadlift, I'm deadlifting about 250, 210, 250. Mm. I haven't maxed out my deadlift in a long time, but I recently did squat and bench the other day. Let's see. I maxed out for bench, I want to say 100, 110, 10 times. And that was cool. That was nice. But yeah, I'm just trying to get better. I just love going to the gym. I love staying in shape, but I can't seem to get the mass, man.
All right. I got one more question before we go on to our Shark Tank ideas for the gym. And that is showering at the gym, Trevor. Are you opposed to it? Do you shower at home? You know, how are you getting settled?
Yeah, man, you know, my gym's not far. It's about 10 minutes away. I'll make a drive home and just shower there. I don't need all that.
Yeah.
I don't need all that.
I'm right there with you. Unless I'm in a rush, you know, I gotta be somewhere after the gym.
Yeah, no,
Then
definitely.
obviously I'll shower at the gym. I know some people are more into it than I am.
Yeah.
But I feel more comfortable just showering at home. I don't know, that's just how I did it. My dad doesn't do that. He likes to shower at the gym. He takes
You know what?
advantage.
I think it's just our generation, Chris. I
Maybe.
mean, a lot of us can are willing to go home. I mean, a lot of the older dudes are the ones who really use the locker room. I hardly go to the locker room. I just kind of walk in, go right, do my thing. That's just me, though. I mean, I keep my bag on me because I don't trust anybody else. But yeah, man.
All right. Well, that wraps up the gym section of this podcast.
Yes,
Trevor,
it does.
unless you have anything else.
You know, I encourage everybody to go to the gym. The gym is it's a good
Definitely.
time. You know, it's good for mental health. It really is. And I hope if you ever struggle with anything, gym's your best friend. Gym will never fail you. Go gym.
Also, don't get hooked on trainers. I feel like everything you need now is on YouTube.
Absolutely.
Trainers can sometimes be expensive unless it's a friend or something that's only paying like a 20 an hour. That's fine, but sometimes they can get expensive, and everything's online now, so you don't really need a trainer, I feel like.
And lastly, protein's all the same. It does not matter, guys. Just buy something that tastes good and that you like. Stick to it and be consistent with it.
Yeah,
I
100%.
I've been switching around too much, and that's honestly the demise of why I'm not gaining any mass. But just don't do what I did.
Yeah, it's all about effort if you want to get
It
better.
is. It's all about effort. Couldn't have said it any better.
All right, Trevor. My second favorite part of this podcast, except besides this cleaning belt argument we have, I want to talk about your Shark Tank idea, Trevor. I haven't heard it in over a year, Trevor.
And you know, my Shark Tank ideas have exactly been exactly good. Some of them have been used and actually are legitimate things. But you know what? Chris always has something up his sleeve. So, with that being said, let's start off with Chris. Chris, I want to hear what you got.
Before I even get into my Shark Tank idea, I had 2 years ago was on Shark Tank 2 months ago.
No.
It was 100%. It was where it was the prongs or whatever you had around your fingers, and you would go in and get wings or chips or whatever, and you wouldn't get your hands dirty.
I remember.
And then
Oh
all of
my
a
goodness.
sudden, it shows up on Shark Tank. Lori and Kevin Hart, I think, invest like $500,000 into the company, and
Unreal.
I was screaming at the TV. I was cussing out the TV. You should have seen it, Trevor.
You know, Mark Cuban, I really hope that you're paying attention right now.
Because this is about to change. This is going to be interesting. You're gonna be like, what?
I'm gonna from now on, I'm gonna say, you know, I know the guy who originally made this.
All right. So this is my Shark Tank idea. You probably won't know this because you're not musically inclined like me, Trevor.
Settle down.
But a capo connected to the guitar.
Now, is a capo for those who don't know, like myself, I'm mistaken. A capo is the thing that you put on the neck of the guitar,
Yes,
and
you
it.
got it exactly
Okay.
right. And you do that to have different pitches of the guitar. And you have to buy it separately with the guitar.
Okay.
And so what I'm
Huh.
saying is
You
that
know what?
it comes out from the guitar, and you could slide it up and down whatever fret you want it at. And then you can just play. You don't have to worry
Okay.
about, losing your capo or buying a new one. It's just on the guitar with you. And I feel like if I brought that to Fender or whoever, I feel like they'd be like, oh, I might think that's a good idea.
Huh, yeah, you know what? That's not a bad idea, Chris.
I feel like musicians, I have roommates that lose capos all the time that they go to guitar places to get new ones, and they say it's a pain. It's like $15 to get a new one. I'm like, well, what if you never lose it?
Absolutely. That's a great idea.
So huh. that's mine.
I didn't think about it like that. Huh. Well, I like that, Chris. And, you know, I think that has some potential to it. And I hope that you maybe let's get it going. You're a business major. You could figure it out.
Man, we'll see.
You can figure it out. But
yeah.
All right, here we go. I got mine, I guess. So as everybody knows, I do play lacrosse, and I am a midfielder. I try to shoot the ball as much as I can. And a problem that I've been having with my training is that, you know, I could shoot in the top corners all day long and hit the net, but I have nothing that is actually an obstacle in the way. So I was talking to a lot of my teammates, and I thought, well, what if we had a blow-up shield, like a goalie, like, you know, the football dummies, the dummies. What if we had a goalie like that, kind of like a shooter tutor, but it actually takes up the real size of a lacrosse goalie. It takes his form.
Huh.
And that's what I was thinking.
Wow, that is complex. So it's a goalie?
Sorry. So it's a goalie. It's like it's an inflatable goalie.
Okay.
And, you know, it blows up, and it has a five hole, and a five hole is the space between your legs. And, you know, it actually, because lacrosse goalies, the net's big enough to where there's a lot of open space. It is. So what if we had a life-size inflatable of a goalie like that, who actually took up the majority of the cage, but still left space for you to shoot? Because you could put something in the way of it, but it's not the same.
I guess.
Because the goalie stance.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
The goalie stance is so unique in lacrosse that it's kind of hard to just move around it.
Okay.
So you could put whatever you want for the net, but it's just not practical. It's not realistic.
Yeah.
But that's just me. And it could be a total flop. Somebody probably already made it, but it's probably $500. But that's something that just came into my head the other day while I was shooting on one of the freshman goalies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Chris, that's my Shark Tank idea.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's not bad, huh? I've had some pretty turds in the past, but this one, I made up for it.
Skeptical.
It was skeptical.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. Wasn't bad, Trevor.
It wasn't bad. I can live with that.
Sadly, we are on our closing bell argument now, Trevor. But was it a good one?
It always happens so fast.
I know it does. All right.
Let's get her going.
Best/favorite neighborhood in Chicago.
South.
Actually, Loop. Top three. Get 3, 2, 1.
Top three. Okay, now let me recalibrate for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Three, because, you know, good old Mount Carmel Caravan. I'm going to Hyde Park from there. said it, and I have reasons for it.
Oh, no.
I said Hyde Park for number three. Two, I'm going Mount Greenwood, Beverly area. And number one is going to be South Loop.
Dude, that is not a good list.
It's a good list to me.
All right. I guess it's a classy list.
It's not a classy list. I'm not Northside trash. I'm Southside trash. Wow. I stand by.
I'm not even Northside.
You're a Cubs fan. You are Northside.
All right. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's hear it.
All right. So starting at number three. Actually, Hyde Park. Oh,
Hyde Park's a good little town, man.
All right. Hyde Park at number three.
Amen. Right. I love it. Go Caravan.
All right. Number two, I got downtown Chicago, baby.
Amen.
I think it's the best.
I thought we were talking neighborhoods of Chicago, not actually Chicago.
All right.
That's all right, a little confusing.
Near north side then. Okay, I'll just say that.
Okay, so like up the Gold Coast area.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, that's cool.
I like
that's
that.
Nice little spot.
Then finally,
don't Trevor, even say it.
Wrigleyville. Wrigleyville number one, and it takes it by a landslide.
Northside
track. The town, the restaurants, the too people, crowded. The stadium, how it's accessible anywhere, train, parking. It's beautiful.
Parking is the absolute worst at Wrigley.
Not if you know what you're doing.
Okay. Well, nobody knows what they're doing.
Wrigleyville is hands down.
$60 for parking.
If you're not going downtown Chicago, you're going to a Cubs game and you're hanging out in Wrigleyville and going to the bars and having, you know, Wiener Circle, whatever.
Yeah. You guys got all the fancy stuff.
Yeah.
But we have Rico Benny's. So there you go. Those are some good takes, Chris.
Man. And that wraps up this episode. I don't even know. Is this episode 13, Trevor?
I lost track, man. We've deleted some. We've uploaded some. Some haven't even been aired. This is a new season. This is season two.
As I'm looking at it right now, I believe that this is our 13th episode. Chris, overall,
I say we make this season two, episode one.
I agree. This is first off, season two, episode one. And I think it's a great start as well.
Absolutely. And depending on how we do with this podcast, who knows? Maybe we'll keep it going. I love doing this. It gets school kicks my butt all half the time and lacrosse, but it's nice to do this with you, Chris. You know, one of my best friends from high school, and I love doing this, and I hope we can keep doing more of it.
I know. And Trevor, I wanted to surprise you a little bit here at the end of the podcast.
Uh-oh, I love surprises.
And you're gonna be taken back. So I just opened up my Anchor account, which hopefully you guys can have a sponsor from you guys back. We had 10,000 views on all of our listens.
Wow.
Yeah.
10,000 people listen to our podcast.
That's obviously ridiculous. That doesn't mean they listen to it all the way through, but I mean,
no, clicks. But the fact they pressed that play button really says something, man.
You know, obviously we made 13. That's a lot, but still.
One day we'll be able to cast the
Lunchtimers, thank you so much. That really means gratefully.
You know, Chris and I, we started this in high school because we had a lot of thoughts in our mind and we wanted to share them. And, high school, we were in COVID times and we needed something to do. And this really helped us out a lot. And it helped, you guys were very supportive of it as well.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, Chris, I think it's time we wrap this boy up. I got to go to bed, man.
I agree. It's getting late.
It is getting late. But, Chris, I love that we're doing this, man. Hopefully we can do another episode.
I agree. All right, lunchtime. Hang in there. See you, Trev.
See you, boys.